This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم. سورة الفيل, a surah that most Muslims, especially those that have been brought up in a Muslim home and went to madrasa and learnt the as-suwar al-qisar, the short surahs, would have at least memorized Surah Al-Fil. And it is truly a surah azima. It is a great chapter in the Holy Quran. All the chapters are great, all the ayat are great. But truly when it comes to the azama and the izzah and the quwwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His might and His power, then sometimes we just need to go back to these short surahs, which most of them are surah makkiyah. They were revealed in the Meccan period. And here we speak bi'atibar al-zaman wa laysa bi'atibar al-makan. Why? Because a surah makkiyah is that surah which is revealed before the hijrah. And a surah madaniyah is that surah that was revealed after the hijrah. And it is before the hijrah, in those 13 years, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayat of tawheed, of aqeedah, of yaqeen, of tawakkul, of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty, and belief in the last day to prepare for it. And so in a time where we feel weak as an ummah, truly we do, we are feeling weak. And sometimes that weakness, it leads to apathy and despondency. When we continuously see the enemy getting the upper hand over the Muslimin, and then we are reminded about the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the day, everything is in Allah's plan. Even the plotting Even the plotting of the kuffar, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمَ الْمَكِيدُونَ. Even the plotting of the disbelievers against Islam and the Muslimin is part of Allah's plan. So we should never ever lose hope. And we should never ever despair. And we should never ever become despondent. And so Allah reminds us in the surah, Surah Al-Fil, the chapter of the elephant. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. Did you not see what your creator and sustainer, because that's a more accurate translation of رب than to say Lord. What is Lord? رب, الربوبية is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa alladhi yakhluq wa yubqi. He's the one who creates and he's the one who sustains. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka. Have you not seen what your one and only creator and sustainer did with the people of the elephant? Ashab al-fil. Now, just some historical context and background to the story of Ashab al-Fil. There are various riwayat as to who Abraha actually was. He wasn't a Negus, a Najashi, which is not a name, by the way, it is a title. Just like Cyrus is the title of the king of Persia and Caesar is the title of the king of Rome. Whether it was the Western Roman Empire or the Eastern Roman Empire. And Muqawqas is the title of the king of Egypt, the Coptic king. His title was Muqawqas. So, Al-Najashi, Al-Muqawqas, Al-Sirus, Al-Qaysar. These are all titles. So, Abraha was not the Negus of Abyssinia. He was from Abyssinia, he was from Habasha. In fact, he was a general in the army of the king of Aksum, Ela Esbaha. And actually, his name was Caleb, which is a biblical name. In fact, Caleb was the one that was allowed to go with Joshua bin Nun, and Caleb. They were the two that were allowed to go ahead. When the rest of Bani Israel, Allah kept them behind, Caleb and Yusha bin Nun were allowed to go ahead into the promised land, into Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. So anyway, this was the name of Al-Najashi, of the Negus of Abyssinia. At the time of the invasion, not at the time of the story of the elephant, but at the time of the invasion of Al-Yemen. And what led up to that invasion was that a Himyarite king, Himyar is one of the six Al-Arab Al-Ariba of the original Arab tribes that remained in Yemen. And when the Prophet ﷺ was questioned about Saba, Imra'atun am Ardun? Is it a woman or is it a land? They asked the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Bal Rajulun, wulida minhu ashratun min al-Arab. He said, Saba is a man from whom 10 of the Arabs, I don't say 10 children, because then you're going to think Saba and his 10 children. No. Saba, he had, in fact, he only had two children, Himyar and Kahlan. What the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about is the 10 main original Arab tribes. He said six of them, Tayamanu, they stayed in Yemen, and four of them, tasha'amu, they went up into Sham, into the northern parts of the Arabian Peninsula. It says, as for those alladhina tasha'amu, that went to Sham, they are Lakham, Wajudam, Waghassan, Wa'amila. Those are the four tribes that went north into Sham. As for the six that stayed behind, Himyar, Wa'azd, Wa'kinda, Wal'ash'ariyun, Wa'midhaj, Wa'anmar. And then they asked, they weren't familiar with the name Anmar. In fact, we mentioned it last week. The four children of Nizar ibn Ma'ad ibn Adnan. Anmar was one of those four children. But he didn't become famous. Like Mudar. Remember, we are on Rajab. Are we in Rajab Mudar or Rajab Rabi'a? We are in the Rajab of Mudar, which is the seventh month. The Rajab of Rabi'a, who is his brother, the other famous one of the four children. Mudar, Rabi'a, Iyad, and Anmar. So they wanted to know, Ma Anmar, Ya Rasulullah, Qala Khath'am wa Bajila. Those are the two tribes that come from Anmar. And that, just remember this name, Khath'am. It's going to come in the story of the elephant. So, Himyar, one of the main of the Qahtani tribes. Remember, Saba is the son of Yashchuba, the son of Ya'ruba, the son of Qahtan, the father of the Arabs. So if we say Al-Qahtaniyun, we mean Al-Arab Al-Ariba, the Arabs that originate from Yemen. And if we say Al-Adananiyun, we are saying the Arabs that originate from who? From Ismail and the Arab woman that he married from the tribe of Jurhum, Ra'la, Ibn Madad Ibn Amr Al-Jurhumi. So Himyar is one of the main Qahtani tribes in Yemen. Still to this day, the Himyarites, very, very strong tribe. And there was a king, his name was Yusuf ibn Sharahbil. Yusuf ibn Sharahbil. And he, either he or his ancestors, had embraced Judaism. They were Jews. Some say it is because his wife was a Jew, and she came from the Sasanian Persian Empire, that he also decided to become a Jew. And he was otherwise famously known as Dhu Nawas. Dhu Nawas, which means the one with the two locks. You know how the Jews, they wear locks, these locks that come down their sideburns from their hair. And this is the word in Arabic, Nawas. Dhu Nawas. The possessor of locks. And Dhu Nawas, because of the Byzantine persecution of the Jews in Europe, he decided to persecute the Christian Arabs. Dhu Nawas. And Ibn Ishaq, who is our main source for Sirah, according to him, Ibn Ishaq, he says that Dhu Nawas, he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about in the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the ditch. Qutil Ashab al-Ukhdud, an-nari dhatil waqood, idhum alayha qu'ud. Wuhum, idhum alayha qu'ud. Wuhum ala ma yaf'alun bil mu'minin shahood. The story of the people of the ditch. According to Ibn Ishaq, it was Dhu Nawas that basically threatened the Christians that if you don't become Jews, I will burn you. There are other opinions to say that it's not the story, because those people that were burnt in those ditches were muwahideen. They believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But this is what the historians say, that Dhu Nawas, he was the one that burnt the Christians in the ditches. And because of that, this Himyarite Jewish king in Yemen burning Christians, the Byzantine Empire requested from the king of Abyssinia of Habasha, the Aksum king. What was his name? His name was Khalib Ella Isbaha, to invade Yemen. And so Abraha was one of the generals in that army of Khalib Ella Isbaha. And he wasn't even the viceroy. According to the historians, Abraha was an upstart general. He wasn't even a viceroy. But what he did was, the viceroy that was installed by the king of Aksum, his name was Esimiphios. Esimiphios. What Abraha did was, he got some of the Ethiopian or Abyssinian soldiers to side with him and to overthrow this viceroy, and then he established himself as the king of Saba in Yemen, like an independent kingdom, breaking away from the Aksumite kingdom. And the king of Aksum tried again to remove him, but Abraha was, he was solid, he was very strong. And he built a church in Sana'a, and he named this church, and we are talking now, we are in the 500s. So the Abyssinians invaded Yemen in 525, and Abraha established his own independent kingdom in 530, and he was there until 570. So 40 years, quite a long time to be in power. And so Abraha, he built this kanisa, he built this church, and he called it Qulais. I've been to the place where the church was. This is many, many years ago. Myself and two other students that I was studying with in Medina, we went into the old city in Sana'a. But now, number one, we are strangers in Sana'a. And there was this brother from Albania, Spendim. His name was Spendim. Big Albanian with a big beard. And I said to the brothers, look, you know, just be very subtle. You know, you don't go into a very orthodox, traditional society like Yemen and start wandering around asking, where's the church of Abraha? So we're in the masjid, and after the salah, the big Albanian, he goes and meets any stranger and he starts asking, where's the church of Abraha? Ispir, tawil balak. Because now they say, well, but you are Muslim, why are you looking for the church of Abraha? According to them, this is a Makan Mal'un, this is a cursed place. Well, anyway, they took us to the place. And you can actually, if you Google it, you can see there's still a little wall, not obviously from the original church, but a wall just encircling the area where the church used to be, the church of Qulais. Now, what happened was, after he built the church, and the reason why he built the church, because he wanted to turn the pilgrims away from the Kaaba. He wanted to turn the pilgrims, remember, it was still pilgrimage. Although the pilgrimage was to visit their idols, all the different tribes, they put their idols in and around the Kaaba, and then they would go visit them during the Hajj season. That was their pilgrimage. And it was a big source of trade for the Meccans. So what Abraha wanted to do, he wanted to divert those pilgrims to his church that he had now built. So one of the tribes of Malik ibn Kinana, in fact, when I was giving the poetry of the Alfiyah of Al-Iraqi, I got stuck on that point. وَأَبُهُ كِنَانَةٌ مَا أَبْرَكَ وَالِدُهُ خُزَيْمَةُ بْنُ مُدْرِكَ. So Malik ibn Kinana ibn Khuzaymah. It's part of the lineage of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of the tribes of Malik ibn Kinana, the man went into the church, and we don't want to be graphic, but he relieved himself in the church. And when Abraha found out about this, he was absolutely furious and said he's now going to go and destroy the Kaaba. So he made up this army, and off they went to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And according to Majority of scholars, there was only one elephant in this army. Some say 8 elephants, some say 12 elephants. Because it is ashab, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, the elephant. And he's got a name. According to Ibn Ishaq, his name was Mahmud. The elephant's name was Mahmud. It was a imlaq, it was a giant of an elephant. And when they came past Najran, they were confronted with an army of Arabs from Khatham. And they defeated them. Khatham, remember? Anmar, Khatham wa Bajila. And this man from Khatham, his name was Nufail. So they captured Nufail. And they made him, they forced him to show them the road to Makkah. When they came to Taif, you know who's Taif? Now the people of Taif, they are Bani Thaqif. Bani Thaqif, they are from Hawazin. Hawazin is from Qais Aylan. Qais Aylan is the brother of Ilyas, who is the ancestor of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ilyas and Qais Aylan are the two sons of Mudar. It's really nice when you see the puzzle, how it fits together. So they were afraid that Abraha was going to destroy the idol, Al-Lat. You know, there were three idols. Allah mentions in the Quran. Al-Lat, Al-Uzza, and Manat. Al-Lat was in Taif. Manat was in Qudayd by the Red Sea. And Al-Uzza was in Wadi Nakhla, just outside of Makkah al-Mukarramah. So they sent a man by the name of Abu Righal, Bilghain, Abu Righal. They sent him to show the way to Makkah so that they wouldn't go to Taif and destroy their temple. In fact, if you read in the history books, it is said that that man's qabr, who died it at the place of Mughammis. You can actually see when you're in Mina, where is Mughammis and where is Muhassar. Mughammis is where Abu Righal died. And they say up till this day, the Arabs, they still stone his qabr. I don't know up till today, but when the history books were written, they were still stoning his qabr. Because from Bani Thaqif, you know, the Thaqif and Quraysh is much like the Kuwaitis and the Saudis. There's always competition between Bani Thaqif from Taif and Quraysh from Makkah. So when they got to Wadi Muhassar, that is when the elephant wouldn't go any further. And they tried to stab him with hooks in his stomach and beat him in order to get him to move, but he wouldn't move. Then they tried to trick him by turning him around and facing him towards Yemen. Then he stood up and he would go. But when they tried to move him towards the direction of Makkah al-Mukarramah, he would sit down and he wouldn't move. Up till the time when the Quraysh heard that Abraha and his army were approaching, the Quraysh didn't have an official leader. Your three main clans was Bani Hashim, Bani Abd al-Shams, and Bani Makhzum. You know, when Qusay, when he came to settle in Makkah, he's the first of the Quraysh to come and settle in Makkah. Because before that, Makkah was under the control of Bani Khuza'ah, and before them, Jurhum. And before them, Ibrahim and Hajar and Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Qusay came to take over, and he was married to a woman from Bani Khuza'ah, in fact, to the chief of Bani Khuza'ah, he was the first one to tell his people from Quraysh. In fact, he came there with his uncle, Taim, and his cousin, Makhzum. Bani Makhzum, that is the tribe of Khalid ibn Walid and Abu Jahl. And Al-Walid ibn Mughira, the father of Khalid, of course. So the three main tribes, or the three main clans from the tribe of Quraysh in Makkah, were Bani Abd al-Shams, Bani Hashim, and Bani Makhzum. The leader of Bani Makhzum was Al-Mughira. The leader of Bani Abd al-Shams was Umayyah. And the leader of Bani Hashim was, of course, Abdul Muttalib. Whose name is what? Shayba. Why? Because he was born with a piece of white hair like Charlie Weir on his forelock. And so they went to Abdul Muttalib that he should go to Abraha and speak to him about what his intentions are and how to stop him. In the meantime, they had captured about 100 of Abdul Muttalib's camels. And all Muttalib was worried about, and for good reason, was about getting his camels back. And Abraha, who had heard about Abdul Muttalib, was disappointed. Here I'm coming to destroy the center of your world, this Kaaba al-Musharrafa, which you consider to be the house of God, Baytullah al-Muharram, and you're worried about your camels. So he said, Ana Rabbul Ibl, I am the keeper of the camels. Wa inna lil bayti la rabban. Wasayahmi. And he said, indeed, for the house, there is a creator and sustainer. There is a keeper, and he will protect it. And so it was to be. The elephant, Mahmud, refused to move. By a command, min fawq as-sab'a tibaq. Remember, not an elephant, nor a fly, nor an atomic or subatomic particle can come into existence or go out of existence except when the kaf and the noon come together. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Our word to something, if we want it to happen, is to say to it, be and it is. And so be and it was. The elephant wouldn't move. And then they started seeing. طَيْرًا أَبَابِلْ أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Have you not seen what your creator and sustainer did with the people of the elephant? When he destroyed their scheme, he destroyed their plot. And he said, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. He sent to them the birds of Ababil, these black birds that came. And in each claw, they had sijil, which is a piece of clay, baked clay, extremely sharp. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَأَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. And so what happened was, as soon as those pieces of clay used to hit the bodies, they would end up كَأَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. What is asf? Asf is straw, like eaten straw, the bodies would become. They would penetrate right through the bodies, and the bodies would literally start to rot. It is said that Abraha, he made it back to Sana'a, and then died shortly afterwards, literally with a stump of a body. And when he got back to Sana'a, his heart leapt out of his chest and he died. What is the moral of the story, Jamaat al-Muslimin? Al-Islamu la yuharab. Nobody can fight Islam. Nobody can destroy Islam. Nobody can destroy the Muslimin. As long as we have our iman and our yaqeen in Rabb al-Alameen, there is nothing for us to worry about. There is nothing for us to concern ourselves about. But as soon as we leave that Sirat al-Mustaqim with our despondency and our apathy, and we drown ourselves in the temptations and the deception of the dunya, that is when we are going to be losers in this life, and more importantly in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our yaqeen in the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we live our lives to the best of our ability in the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, khair al-anam, salawatu rabbi, wassalamu alayhi wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله كل ابن أنثى كل ابن أنثى وإن طالت سلامته يوما على آلة الحدباء منقول فإذا حملت إلى القبور جنازة فاعلم أنك بعدها محمول وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم في أخوة الأفاضل لا نيأس من روح الله تعالى فإن لنا ربا يحمي ديننا ويحمي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من كل سوء ولكن بشرط أن نستقيم لأوامر الله تعالى على صراطه المستقيم إلى جنات النعيم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى الله اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وأن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صفوفكم يرحمكم الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره، إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.